In 2020, communities across Western Massachusetts will have to pay for recycling costs for the first time. Ricardo Morales is the Acting Commissioner of Public Services and Utilities in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the seat of Berkshire County. He says the sudden spike in municipal costs, which could be as high as $168,000 a year, is the direct result of national tariff policy changes. Morales spoke with WAMC about why the Springfield Materials Recycling Facility, also known as the MRF, is changing its decades-old contract with Pittsfield and the rest of Western Massachusetts.
The current contract is set to expire in June of next year, 2020, and the new contract has to be signed by all municipalities that want to enter in the same agreement by the end of January 2020.
So tell me about who this contract is with and what business is like working with that group here in Western Mass.
This is a contract to be signed with the operator of the MRF facility in Springfield. This is a facility we've been a part of as Pittsfield since the early 1990s. And this is the first time this contract would represent the first time we have to pay a tipping fee to move our recyclables, our recycling, over to that facility.
So the facility based in Springfield, why is there now this requirement to pay for that service?
Well, there's many reasons, but the biggest ones, the ones that you can point at easily, are the changes in tariffs on a national level, the removal from the market, the China market. That's basically changing how the MRF can manufacture recycled materials after we send them to them and then sell them into the market. They're getting less money now. So this is reflecting on all the municipalities that send the recycling over to that facility.
So when we talk about there now being a cost to this service, what is the increase? It's from zero to what?
The first year will be $93.50 per ton. $93.50 per ton will be required for the municipalities that sign into the contract. There's an increase percent-wise every year for the next, in our case, 15 years. This fee can be reduced based on the market value of the sold material at the end. The process, how it's been over the 30 years that since this started, was we never paid any tipping fee. So it's from zero, like you're saying. But and on top of that, we were getting profits from it based on how it sold in the market. All that is gone now based on national market values. And it's reflecting on us now to cover those costs.
So where's the money for this new cost going to come from?
That's something we're working on now. It's part of our budgetary analysis. I don't have an answer to that right now.
If you had to estimate how many tons of recyclables Pittsfield generates on an annual basis, do you have any estimate of what that would look like?
I believe it's somewhere in the 1,800 tons a year, recyclables.
What have conversations been like with other municipalities about this sharp uptick in cost for recycling?
Smaller municipalities are the most affected. One of the things this new contract has as a stipulation is we have to achieve 17,000 tons per year. And if that's not met, then there's no MRF, there's no facility. So if municipalities start jumping off and doing their own thing, there's a risk of not having a place to take their recyclables. And it's still a requirement on a state level in Massachusetts to recycle. So these smaller municipalities are faced with a tough decision to make, whether to stick with the contract and send their recyclables or just not do anything and face the consequences. On our level, we are in Western Mass, we are one of the largest municipalities to send recyclables to the MRF facility. So we, at this moment, we have recommended that we continue and sign this contract.
Was there ever a question if Pittsfield would stop offering recycling to its residents?
No. The question we explored was evaluating other alternatives, whether it's going with different companies in the area. As a municipality, we recycle on a dual stream basis. It's cleaner for the end product. The manufacturer gets more money from the recycled material. So we would like to stay that way, but that presents a challenge because there's not many companies out there that recycle in this manner, in this area. So seeking out alternatives, we did have one, and exploring it was showing that it may be in the same numbers. So we just decided to stick with the MRF contract, and we're presenting that to City Council in January.